You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. Ooh. Since we are all still socially distancing ourselves, I'm still here. It's a rough time for everyone, and so many of my friends, and also myself, were in rehearsals or about to begin rehearsals for shows that are now paused. Since I'm only 13, I don't have a family to support or rent to pay yet. But adults in my situation are trying to figure out this new normal and how they can survive without an income. We can all try to make things better for people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. An emergency relief fund to help has been set up by the Actors Fund. To donate, please go to www.theactorsfund.org and click on Support Our Work. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I have some really, really amazing guests, and I can't wait to get started. My first guest was Matilda in the Broadway tour of, well, Matilda. She's also been in movies and has just wrapped a new show for Netflix. Thank you so much for joining me today, Lily Brooks O'Brien. Hey, Lily Brooks.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's LA?
LA is great. The weather here is amazing, and we're loving it.
I'm so excited that the TV show you're on will be available for streaming on Netflix soon.
Yes, the Big Show show will be out on Netflix April 6th, and I'm super excited for everyone to see it. Make sure you guys go watch it when it's out on Netflix on April 6th.
Ooh, and how has the coronavirus time of self-isolation impacted you?
Well, I'm currently on my spring break right now, so I was planning on going to Disneyland while on spring break because I have 2 whole weeks off, like just without the coronavirus happening. Like, this was my scheduled spring break, and Disneyland is closed.
No!
Which is really, really sad.
Yeah.
So I can't go to Disneyland. I also have a pass to Six Flags, and I was planning on going to Six Flags as well.
And they closed Six Flags?
Yeah, they closed Six Flags as well, and everything's just closed, and no one's going outside, and I've had a lot of school and a lot of work recently, so I haven't been able to see my friends a lot, so I was planning on hanging out with a lot of friends, and we can't see each other either, so it's kind of been a sad time, but I'm getting through it. I learned how to French braid, I'm working on my guitar, and doing some songs, and maybe working on writing a song, possibly.
Possibly.
Yes.
And speaking of songs, what song will you be singing today?
I will be singing Right Hand Man from Something Rotten.
Ooh, that's a fun song. Let's do this.
If you ever got in trouble, I would be there on the double just to bail you out. If there's anything you lack, you know I've always got your back. That's what it's all about. Think of me as your sidekick, helping you whenever I can. I'm more than just a woman, baby. When the pressure's coming, baby, let me be your right-hand man. If you're ever in a pickle, you can call for me and quick will be how fast
but
I run.
I'm not in a pickle.
You and me should be a team for any dream or any scheme. That's how it should be done. Sure, I could stand in the background, just smiling every now and again. But just to be a pretty lady, that would be a pity, baby. Let me be your right-hand man. I am stronger than you think, don't be thinking I ain't tough. I am where you ought to go when the going's getting rough. So when things are going badly, but if they weren't,
it's okay.
Josh,
what?
Quit trying to protect me.
Can we change the subject, please?
Not until I know that if you're ever in a fix and it's a fix you need to nix, then I'm your go-to guy. Stop being so literal, and don't forget I'm not a shrinking violet, a solid rock. Sexist pain. Is it asking too much of you? It's only 'cause I love you. Let me be your right. In fact,
Hang in there, and I will definitely be binge-watching The Big Show Show as soon as it's available. You can follow Lily Brooks on Instagram at LilyBrooksO'Brien. My next guest is me! For today's virtual cabaret, I decided to sing a song that might resonate with how a lot of us are feeling right now. After all, we are living in a crazy time, in a mad world. O'Brien are actually from the same city in Tennessee, and both are killing it as performers. Maybe something in the water there. Sammy was in the National Broadway Tour of How the Grinch Stole Christmas on Broadway in 1984, in the Broadway National Tour of School of Rock, off-Broadway in Zurch. She's also been on TV and movies.
Hi, Sammy.
Hi.
Hey, how have you been doing?
I've been pretty good. How about you?
Good, good. How has the coronavirus impacted you?
Well, I was doing a show called The Bedwetter that got delayed until April, but really that hasn't been what I've been worried about the most. What I've been really worried about is the people who are supposed to start those shows and are out of work, and now they don't have a job, and so I don't know how they're doing.
And are there any songs that you've been singing when washing your hands?
I like to sing fight song, because we're just going to fight the virus, you know?
Yeah. And what song would you like to sing for us today?
I actually sang fight song.
Ooh, that's a great song. I think we all need to be strong and fight through this pandemic together. I'm ready whenever you are.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream them loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright.
still got a lot of fire left in me.
Thanks so much, Sammy. Make sure to follow her on Instagram at Sammy Bray. Today, I actually have a third guest. I'm happy to welcome Alyssa Marvin. Alyssa and I were in rehearsal for the upcoming off-Broadway show, Trevor the Musical, until the coronavirus had us all take a pause. Alyssa was also in the international tour of Annie and the Broadway national tour of School of Rock. Hey, Alyssa.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How's the coronavirus impacted you?
Well, I am in rehearsals for Trevor, the musical, right now with Josh, yeah, too. And our rehearsals have unfortunately been put on a little hiatus while the coronavirus is going on. Also, I've been doing online schooling now, too, at home, which has been definitely a different experience than normal.
What song are you going to sing for us today?
I'll be singing Times Are Hard for Dreamers from Omelie.
Cool, that's a great song and so much fun to play. With social distancing and quarantining, we definitely have a lot of time to dream.
So exactly.
Tracing all of these towns I've never heard of, racing past. Off the train in Paris, half a mile from Sacré-Cœur, the city's waking up for me. A sign says an apartment's vacant on the second floor, and suddenly I hold a key. I turn a lock, the rooms appear, and all it takes is one more step, and then I'm here, just me behind my door. It isn't what I have, it's only what I have in store that matters now. The past can only fade, and everything I'll ever need is here. This is how my world gets made. They say times are hard for dreamers, and who knows, maybe they are. People seem stuck or lost at sea, and I might be a dreamer, but it's gone.
Alyssa, you can follow her on Instagram at Alyssa E. M. Marvin. I hope you all enjoyed the fourth episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. Thanks to my wonderfully talented guests, Lily Brooks O'Brien at Lily Brooks O'Brien, Sammy Bray at Sammy Bray, and Alyssa Marvin at Alyssa E. M. Marvin. Thanks so much for watching, and let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on Instagram at Josh Paterchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
Hey
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.